Welcome to episode 4 of The Mindful Teacher. Today's topic is going to be about being mindful about time management. Well, it's ironic that I'm speaking on this topic today since I have not done my podcast in a few weeks, hence the reason I decided to do this topic this week. At this point in the school year, it feels like parents, students, administrators, and colleagues are coming at you from all angles. This is the part of the podcast that I'm going to instruct you to breathe just for a minute. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. And remember that, above all, you've got this. Okay, so you're starting to feel like you're standing on a pile of quicksand. I want to remind you that in my previous podcast that talk about not taking work home, it's time to check in on that commitment. How are you doing with that? Have you been taking work home when you committed that you weren't going to do it this year? If so, you need to recommit yourself to not taking any work home. Let me say it one more time. You are going to commit to not taking work home. So, being mindful about time management means that you need to make a commitment and stick to it. Even when there's that little voice in the back of your head that is saying, wait a minute, if I don't get this done and I don't get this done and then I need to do this and I need, stop. Just stop all that noise and remember that it will get done. The next thing I want to talk about with being mindful about your time management, I want you to think about, how are you spending your planning time? Now, this question can go one of two ways. There's a segment of you that might be saying, what planning time? I don't have planning time. I'm bombarded with meetings and professional development and this and that and all these things that we should not be doing in our planning time. Those are beyond your control for the most part. I'm talking about the planning time that you should be getting, that your contract says you should be getting, and that you deserve. Are you being thoughtful about using time in that very small time frame? Are you finding yourself maybe doing some work avoidance? Like, oh, I'm just going to pop into the teacher next door and check in with them, see how they're doing, what did they do this weekend? Those are work avoidance techniques, and our students use them all the time. So I want you to think about, if you are a person that actually does receive his or her planning time, are you using it in a meaningful and thoughtful way? The other thing I want you to think about is, what procedures or new strategies can you implement in your classroom to help you save time in grading? Every teacher knows, from a first-year teacher to the most veteran teacher, that grading is the most time-consuming part of our job. And it's only gotten worse with the requirements of give meaningful feedback, let students retest. I'm not saying that those aren't good things, because they are, but what that means is it's a lot more work on the teachers to make sure that students are reassessing and students are, you know, able to revise when they need to in order to meet proficiency. So one of the things that I've started to do in my class this year, and I just wrote my most recent blog post on this, is utilizing Google Forms in your classroom. So if you have time, go to my blog and it outlines 10 easy and meaningful ways to use Google Forms in your classroom that will save you valuable time. So I've started doing all of my do nows and exit tickets on Google Forms. So that's really great because my students are one-to-one. And maybe if your students are not one-to-one, but they have access to cell phones, this would be a great way for you to integrate the cell phones into your classroom in a meaningful way that is not going to distract or take away from the learning environment. So this is going to require some classroom management and procedures to be put in place, but students can download the Google Form app and access it on their phones. And what I've been doing is creating our Do Now every day in the quiz form. And this allows me to give immediate feedback to students, and it also allows students to self-assess them and how they're doing on that particular skill. I like to keep it under 5 questions, specifically if depending on if you're on a block schedule or on a 50-minute schedule, you could adjust this. But it's really nice because in the assessment and quiz format, it gives you a place where you can offer feedback. So you can tell your students if they selected a certain one, why that one was not correct, or why the answer was correct, and I give a justification. So this is really a big time saver. I teach middle school, so I just upload it on Google Classroom, and I click all of my 5 classes, and then I hit send, and it's right there for all the students. So I've been using Google Forms also to collect information about what my students are independently reading. I can export all of this onto an Excel or CVC file so that I have it right in front of me. This becomes super important when you have to meet with parents and do parent-teacher conferences that are right around the corner. So these are things that are saving me a lot of time and are implementing technology in the classroom while delivering immediate and thoughtful feedback in real time to my students. So check out my... So let's talk classroom procedures. Is there places in your classroom where you can start shaving off time in order to maybe create more time for conferencing with students or doing some check-ins with students? I have committed this year to using my timer for everything. So this really, in theory, should be about keeping my students accountable for how they're using their time. But in reality, it's also keeping me accountable so that I'm not allowing students to get me off track. So no matter if I'm using the Kagan strategy timer on my computer, or I have my digital timer that I bought at the dollar store in my hand, or I'm using my cell phone, I've got my timer somewhere near me at all times. And this ensures that I'm utilizing my class time to the max capacity and that I'm not getting off track and wasting valuable time. So I'm sticking to my 6 minutes for my do now, and I'm sticking to 7 minutes at the end of my class to do an exit ticket. So if you're in the elementary, you're pretty good already about doing this because you're forced to. There's no bells to make you switch. So I would just remind you to check in on how well you're utilizing your time, and are there places within the transition that you can maybe tighten it up to save yourself some time to check in with students. This is also a great time maybe to be able to give your students homework time so that you can conference with them if they're struggling or have questions for you that you can answer before they leave the classroom. So it's really important that you look at all areas of not only your teaching life, but your personal life to see where is it that you can become more mindful about your time management. Time management is something that I struggle with all the time. However, I've become very good at it since I am working on my doctorate. I'm almost finished. I have 2 kids. You know, I'm really busy with doing multiple things. And if I do not manage my time well, I get very frustrated because I'm forced to give up my personal time in ways that I do not want to. So I think that if you're very thoughtful about analyzing the ways that you can become better with your time management and being honest with yourself, the way that I really narrowed in on places in my life that I could become better at this was I just really wrote it out. What time can I give myself for a breather? What time can I dedicate for me time? How about my kids' time? It sounds silly to write all those things out, but it really is helpful to see how you are currently spending your time and where maybe you can make tiny shifts to add a few more minutes in your day that are dedicated just for you. I'm going to wrap up today with saying that back in my very first podcast and my very first blog post, I talk about using yoga as a way to relieve stress and become more mindful about your interactions and how you're feeling. So this would be a good time, if you haven't done so already, to maybe dedicate one night a week where you're going to go to yoga after school, and it's going to be time that is just for you, and you're not going to make excuses as to why you can't get there. And I want you to think about ways in which you can build in more time in your schedule for you to de-stress, for you to just have, imagine, quiet time. You need it. You deserve it. So what I've also ended up doing is waking up 15 minutes earlier every single day. And I do this because that's me time. This is what I do all the time to maybe read a book that I really am into and have a cup of coffee without being disturbed by my children or my husband or anybody else. It's all about me. So if you're not a morning person, I encourage you to set your alarm clock 20 minutes earlier, put your feet on the floor, get out of bed, get your coffee or tea, and dedicate 15 minutes before your day starts to just you. All right, that's all I've got for this episode. Please subscribe and like this podcast. Please share it with your friends. Also, check out my blog on WordPress at lifetimeliteracy.blog. Check out my website, www.lifetimeliteracystore.com. And check out my Teacher Pay Teacher store. I am Lifetime Literacy on Teacher Pay Teacher. You can find a link on all of my media or follow me on Instagram at Lifetime Literacy. Until next time, peace.